Genesis, chapter 2. And the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and hallowed it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that Yahweh God made earth and heaven. And no plant of the field was yet in the earth, and no herb of the field had yet sprung up, for Yahweh God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and the man was not there to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And Yahweh God formed the man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. And Yahweh God planted a garden eastward, in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground Yahweh God made every tree to grow that is pleasant to the sight, and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it was parted, and became four heads. The name of the first is Pishon, that is it which circles the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good, there is bdellium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon, the same is it that circles the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is it, which goes in front of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. And Yahweh God took the man, and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And Yahweh God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will not eat of it, for in the day that you eat of it you will surely die. And Yahweh God said, It is not good that the man should be alone, I will make a matching helper for him. And out of the ground Yahweh God formed every beast of the field, and every bird of the heavens, and brought them to the man to see what he would call them, and whatever the man called every living soul, that was its name. And the man gave names to all cattle, and to the birds of the heavens, and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there wasn't found a matching helper for him. And Yahweh God caused a deep sleep to fall on the man, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead of it. And the rib, which Yahweh God had taken from the man, he made a woman, and brought her to the man. And the man said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh, she will be called a woman, because she was taken out of a man. Therefore will a man leave his father and his mother, and will stick to his wife, and they will be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.